You sure I can't help?
Absolutely not. All set.
Oh, Martha, you make this look so easy.
It's not too much, you think?
Are you kidding? This is just perfect. It's exactly the way I've always dreamt that Easter should be.
Mommy! Mommy, look!
Oh, good for you, Michelle.
What you've done is really fabulous. The kids are going to remember this forever.
I hope there are some things they won't remember. What is she doing here?
Her son is in Michelle's class. Martha, be nice. Jenny, hi. It's good to see you.
Hey, Ellen.
Martha.
Shaken up, Howard. It took me 2 hours to put her to bed. All I'm saying is... No, I didn't see any bird, but whatever it was, it scared her and she wants to be with her daddy. That's all I'm saying. Well, can't you come home one day early? All right, fine. I love you too.
Come. Matter of time.
Well, I hope you realize there's no evidence whatsoever that this mystery woman of yours has even committed a crime. Though her wardrobe comes close.
Six prostitutes were seen with their dirty dames, never to be seen again. Not only might she be a female serial killer, rare in and of itself, but twice police raided that club to arrest her.
And twice they came up empty-handed.
She's on tape going in. The exits are covered. She's nowhere to be found. What happens to her? She disappear, turn invisible?
Well, I hope we catch her so she can tell us. Before I have to spend another night here.
Yeah, Mulder, I don't know about you, but I find this all very depressing. This round-the-clock exposure to the seamy underbelly.
It's a job, Scully. Vigilance in the face of privation, the sheer will that it takes to sit in this crappy room, spying on the dregs of society until our suspect surfaces. There is something ennobling in that. Mulder. Now? All right. I gotta go.
Mulder?
You wanna see me, sir?
Yes, sit down. 2 weeks ago, a woman named Martha Crittenden disappeared from her home in Bethany, Vermont. Local police haven't turned up any sign of her. I'm hoping you may be able to.
I'm already on a case.
You're on a stakeout. I'm confident Agent Scully can continue in your absence.
Why, what did I do?
There may be aspects to this that speak to your strengths as an investigator.
Specifically?
Ravens. What do you know about them? Their mythological or paranormal significance?
Well, the raven is considered a very powerful symbol in certain Norse, Celtic, and Native American cultures, mostly a negative one. Indians view it as a deceiving spirit. Christianity mostly associates it with evil. And then, of course, there's Poe's raven and Nevermore and all that stuff.
Martha Crittenden's 7-year-old daughter claimed that she was attacked by a raven earlier the day her mother disappeared. Later, she heard one inside the house before she discovered her mother was missing.
No, really, what did I do?
It's the only lead that hasn't been explored. I want to know if it has any bearing on the case.
I'm also assuming that the fact that Martha Crittenden's father is a federal judge also has a little bearing on this case.
It's been made clear to me that locating her is my top priority. I'm making it yours as well.
Agent Mulder?
Yeah. Phil Adam.
Welcome to Bethany. Appreciate the help.
Sure. I don't know how much help I'm going to be. I know you already have a lot of good investigators on the case, so we'll just take a quick look around.
Great, thanks.
So tell me about Martha Crittenden.
Well, she and my wife, Ellen, they're best friends. Martha is much admired here. She's devoted to her family, active in the community. I mean, needless to say, the whole town is very concerned.
So what's your theory on what happened?
I'm hoping you'll tell me. No ransom note, no prints or blood evidence.
Her husband was out of town when she disappeared?
In Miami, at a conference. Checks out. Howard didn't have anything to do with this.
What do you know about a raven?
Yeah, Michelle, the little girl was saying something about that. Got me. Poor kid. You want to talk to her?
Not necessary. You sure Martha's last name isn't Stewart?
Tell me about it. Last year, this place made the cover of New England Home.
How many talons would you say a raven had? Never mind. You know what this is? You know what was hanging here?
It was a mirror. It was found broken.
You had no other signs of struggle?
Not a one. Does that mean something to you? Howard, this is Agent Mulder with the FBI.
Sir, hope we can help.
I appreciate your coming. I'm wondering now if this isn't just a waste of your time.
How so?
With all the police coming and going, this place was a wreck. I was straightening up and I found something.
Birth control pills.
I think Martha was having an affair. After Michelle, we decided not to have more children. I had a vasectomy. They're in Martha's name. She ordered them off the internet. Because I guess small towns talk. Of course, then I started looking all around and I found this in the pocket of her favorite coat. I don't know what this goes to or what it means, if anything, but the pills.
Do you have any idea who your wife may have been seeing?
Whoever he is, Martha may be with him. It explains why we haven't found her. She doesn't want to be found.
Jenny, you scared me.
You do those up yourself?
Yeah.
I know Martha and you were good friends. You must be pretty upset.
Of course. I'm sure we all are. Hey, maybe you would like some of these to put up on your side of town.
My side of town? Yeah, sure.
Look, I didn't mean that the way it sounded.
No, it just naturally comes out that way when you think you're better than everyone. You and Martha are two peas in a pod.
Jenny, I don't think I'm better than anyone.
You and me got more in common than you know.
Seeing two of them covered their tracks pretty good. Phone records don't show anything. You think this person took her? Harmed her?
Well, I wouldn't rule it out, but I doubt it. According to your Audubon book here, a raven has four talons. That matches the scratches we found on Martha Crittenden's mantle.
You're not saying a raven's the reason Martha's gone missing?
No. Not a raven itself. But in folklore, ravens are companions to evil. Evil spirits, witches, warlocks, that kind of thing.
Agent Mulder, I appreciate the different tack you're taking on this investigation, but this whole bird thing, and keep in mind you're basing this on the word of a 7-year-old girl.
Well, there was also a broken mirror in Martha's house. Mirrors are considered items of enchantment. A broken one means something. I'm not exactly sure what it is, but it means something.
Sweet girl. Agent Mulder, my daughter Katie, my wife Ellen.
Hi. Oh, nice, we're so glad you're here. Look, our house is your house. We have a spare guest room all set up. I'm sure you'll be really comfortable.
No,
there's no arguments. We're so grateful that you're here to help find Martha. It's the least we can do. Okay.
You know, I should really get the Bureau to reimburse you for room and board.
No, don't be silly. No, this is just a typical meal around here.
Really?
Bill works so much that supper is usually the only time we see each other, and I like to make it special.
excuse me. Sorry. Thanks. Mulder.
Mulder, please tell me I can go home.
Oh, hey, Scully. How's the steak out?
Well, the furnace broke, and I can just about see my breath in here.
Ouch. Sorry to hear that.
That and I've witnessed a couple hundred things I'd like to erase from my brain. Ugh. But as of yet, no mystery woman.
Well, she'll come, you know. It's just a matter of time.
She'll show up. I'm sure of that.
Yeah, well, not before I die of malnutrition.
Hey, Scully, tough it out. Whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger, right? No capers. Thank you.
I'm sorry, what?
I said, what a crazy caper. I'll talk to you later, and keep warm. Bye.
Did I hear you say something about steak? What's the case?
Oh, sweetie, this is family time. Don't make our guest talk shop at the dinner table.
Fair enough.
Cheers.
Cheers. What's the matter, sweetheart? I thought that was your favorite.
Tastes different when Mommy makes it.
Yeah. I know. How about we go get hamburgers? Would you like that instead?
It's back.
Of these claw marks?
Well, one time I saw the victim of a bear attack look something like that. Only bears don't plant their kill in the rose garden.
What was I going to say?
Bonnie's been around here for a while, probably since she went missing.
What about your ravens? Howard said something about ravens.
Yeah, feeding on her. See?
I'm not arresting Howard. I don't care how it looks. Body buried in his own yard. He didn't do this.
I agree.
Poor guy suffered enough already. What are you doing? You shouldn't be here.
What? Oh, my God, Mark, no.
Ellen, honey, I am so sorry.
I can't be. The thing that did that to her. I think I saw it today. I saw its reflection. I had a face out of a nightmare. These long claws, the kind that could... The window shattered, I don't know how, and when I turned around, it was gone. I don't know what I thought it was. I didn't think it was real. I mean, how could it be? But then when I saw Martha's face...
Honey, you've been through a lot.
You don't believe me?
I do. You said the car window shattered after you saw a reflection. And there's a broken mirror in Martha's house. I don't think that's a coincidence.
But what could it mean?
Mirrors are considered doorways. In the Victorian era, they built mirrored rooms called psychomantiums, where they thought they could summon forth spirits from the spirit world. Denizens from the spirit world were brought into this world.
Denizens of the spirit world?
Well, you asked about the raven, right? The raven is a carrion bird attracted to death and decay. What if this entity that you saw is somehow a personification of that? What if this creature was brought forth in order to attack Martha? Then the question becomes, who summoned it forth? Ellen, do you know if Martha had any enemies? Can you think of anyone at all who would have wished her harm?
I sure as hell didn't have anything to do with it.
They're just routine questions, Miss Uphouse. Answer them and we'll be out of here.
We understand there was no love lost between you and Martha Crittenden.
And where do you understand that from? Mrs. Sheriff, right?
It's not exactly a town secret.
Right. Like there aren't enough of those already. Queen Martha and her perfect little Easter egg hunts. She's so above the rest of us. Except I heard she was stepping out on her husband, knocking boots with who knows who. I'm not happy she's dead and all, but you need to look into that.
Well, let's stay on the subject of you. On your police record, for instance. You don't suffer people that don't give you respect. I'm thinking of that hair salon owner you assaulted.
That was forever ago, and I paid for that. And I had nothing to do with Martha.
Where were you the night she disappeared?
At home. All night. I gotta get back to work.
Now, I don't know about you, but I believe her. She didn't do it. I just don't get that vibe.
Fair enough. But why did she lie about her alibi? Well, I got that vibe pretty clear. Excuse me.
Be in the car.
Mulder.
Mulder, when you find me dead, my desiccated corpse propped up, staring lifelessly through the telescope of drunken frat boys peeing and vomiting into the gutter, just know that my last thoughts were of you and how I'd like to kill you.
I'm sorry, who is this?
It's a freak show, Mulder. It's a nonstop parade of every single lowlife imaginable.
Well, the view may not be too different here. It's dressed up a little nicer, but underneath the surface, it's the same seamy underbelly.
It's not the same, trust me.
You know, Scully, this case has turned out to be a little more interesting than I thought, and I could use your help.
Are you talking about a reprieve for me?
Well, there's a murder victim that I'd like you to autopsy for me. What do you think? Scully? You still there? Hello?
Van is back.
What? What'd you say?
Nothing, Mulder. I'll talk to you later, okay?
Ellen? Ellen, what happened?
Feeling a little better, Ellen. Can you just talk to me a little bit about what happened?
It came back.
It came back, the creature you saw?
It was here, Phil. It chased me.
It's all right, honey.
Please don't encourage this. This is not what she needs.
I believe she saw something.
And I believe she didn't. Her best friend just died, for God's sake. These imaginings of hers are brought on by stress. I've been through the entire house, and I didn't see any indication that anyone else was here.
What about the two broken mirrors?
What about them? You'd think broken mirrors have some deeper meaning, but you still can't tell me what it is. And in this case, I'm thinking Ellen broke them herself. What?
What's number six? It's a match to the one Howard Crittenden found in his wife's coat pocket. What would this be doing here?
I don't know.
Ellen, do you recognize this key?
Oh, I was sweeping the floor and I got caught up in the sweeper. I never saw it before today.
You found it before you were attacked?
Right before I saw the Raven.
Let me see if my department can run this down, find out what lock it goes to. I can't do this anymore.
Can't, huh?
No, we gotta stop.
Well, that's too bad.
Have you seen my shirt?
I'm sorry. It's over here.
Oh, Ellen, you didn't have to go to the trouble of...
No, it's not trouble. Actually, it helps me. Whenever my life's a mess, I just do some housework. Gives me the illusion I'm in control.
Well, maybe I should try that sometime.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have a seat.
Thanks. Yikes. Wow.
Just Phil's breakfast times two.
Well, Phil is living large. Where is he this morning?
Probably out on a call. He'll be back. You just dig in.
Whoa.
Sorry. Do you need milk?
Yeah, fine.
I get the feeling you're not used to anyone taking care of you.
Well, that has a vaguely pathetic ring to it.
No, I just meant I didn't notice a wedding band.
Oh.
Do you have a significant other?
Not in the widely understood definition of that term.
Well, the right woman will come along and change all that. Don't miss out on home and family, Mr. Mulder. With all the terrible things you must see in your work, well, it could be a refuge for you. Hi, honey.
Sorry I'm late. Paperwork. Morning, Agent Mulder.
Morning.
I'm gonna go check on Katie.
You sleep well?
I only woke up once when you went out.
I'll try to be quieter next time. Got a deputy out. We're shorthanded. I had to take some calls.
All night?
Yeah, we were busy.
I spoke to the coroner this morning. The autopsy shows that Martha Crittenden was 4 weeks pregnant when she died, despite her birth control pills. Probably didn't even know it. Any idea who the father might be? I mean, Howard's vasectomy pretty much puts him out of the running. Any inkling who it might be?
Just say what's on your mind, Agent.
You have a piece of evidence in your possession that I'd like back. Skeleton key. Number 6. You want to tell me what this unlocks? Once I find out, we'll talk again.
I'm gonna hit the shower.
I know, Brett, sweetie. I'm sorry. No, I'm gonna be home real soon. Mommy had to work a double shift. I know. I'm gonna come home and make you breakfast. I know. No, no, no. Don't eat a lot of cookies. No. Only 2. I know. Yes, oatmeal cookies have oatmeal in them. Okay. All right. 3. I love you. Mwah. Bye.
Sheriff, you know that talk I said we should have?
I left her sleeping.
So you were having an affair with both Jenny and Martha Crittenden? I gotta hand it to you, Sheriff. You put the service back in the protect and serve.
I cared about both of them.
They knew about each other? But I'm assuming Ellen doesn't.
No. Even if she did, she'd find a way to rationalize it. I'm not defending myself, but 2 years ago I wanted a divorce. Ellen won't hear it.
She got pregnant with Katie and locked me up good.
Well, I think you got bigger problems facing you right now.
I didn't do this, I swear to you. Anyway, what about the broken mirrors and the Raven? You said that it was an entity that did this. Don't you still believe that?
I said it was an entity summoned by somebody else.
Whether or not they even knew about it, I mean, is that possible? Can I be the reason for all this and not even know about it?
Hi, you've reached the Adderleys. Phil, Ellen, and Katie. Please leave a message.
Ellen, this is Phil. I was really hoping you'd be home. Look, I'm in a bit of a situation here, and there's things we need to talk about. But Agent Mulder's on his way over there to explain it all to you. So if you get this message, you just wait there for him, okay? Thanks.
I think this sleepy little girl needs a nap. I do. Are you eating lunch, Jackie? Go to sleep now.
Ellen? Ellen? Mulder.
Mulder, I am free.
You're free?
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go home, take a shower for, I don't know, 8 or 9 hours, burn the clothes that I'm wearing, and then sleep until late spring.
Oh, you solved the X-File?
Yes, except it's not an X-File, Mulder.
What are you saying? You didn't catch our blonde mystery serial killer?
Oh, no, we caught her, but she isn't a serial killer. Nor is she a blonde. And she isn't even a she.
What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is these 6 missing prostitutes aren't dead, Mulder. They are alive and well in a halfway house that was set up by this mystery blonde, who happens to go by the name of Mark Scott Egbert. And Mr. Egbert wishes to acquaint lost souls with the teachings of Christ. And that's his hook, I guess. He dresses up like a fellow prostitute to make the girls feel at ease. But this vanishing act is no more paranormal than a change of wardrobe, Mulder. He goes into a place like a woman, and he comes out as a man. Right under
our noses.
Exactly. A wolf in sheep's clothing. Or I guess in this case, a sheep in wolf's clothing.
Well, good work, Scully. I'll call you back later. Ellen? Ellen, it's Agent Mulder.
Please go away.
Ellen, Jenny Uphouse is dead. Your husband is in custody, suspected of murdering her, only I don't think he did it. Do you? Ellen, you went out this morning after breakfast. Where'd you go?
It's not me. It can't be.
I think it is. Ellen, I think you have a whole other side that you're afraid to face. That would explain all the broken mirrors. You don't want to see yourself for what you really are. Ellen, you have to come out of there.
Then what? My marriage, my life, Everything I thought I had is nothing. It's all lies. I wish you'd never come here.
Ellen, you need to open this door.
Here? Does she want to see me?
Doctors say she's got some kind of dissociative disorder, split personality. That doesn't explain what happened, does it?
I think it's about as close as science can come. I think the basic idea is right. There are some multiple personality disorders where an alternate personality displays traits that the host doesn't have. Like nearsightedness or high blood pressure or even diabetes. I think in Ellen's case, the changes were just a lot more extreme.
Like Jekyll and Hyde?
She wanted so much from her life with you. Perfect life. And I think that at some point she found out you were cheating with Jenny and Martha. I don't know when, but at some point she did. And like you said, I think she had to rationalize that. She just bottled up her anger, swallowed it, and had to come out some way. I think she did what she did to protect her family.
This.